hops in. We'll do. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District. Today is December 2nd, 2025. It is 11:34 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
Sorry, I'm driving right now, so
we just need your name, John.
John Lewis.
Perfect.
Stan Dunleavy. Jeffries is absent today. Oh, he's logging on. Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Jeff, good timing. We need your name for the record.
Jeffrey Reese.
Very nice. Thank you.
Brendan Campbell from Pinnacle Consulting, District Accountant.
Derek Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Group.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, we need to have a public hearing regarding the adoption of the 26 final budget. So with that, what I need is a motion to open the public hearing. And then
I'll make a motion to open a public hearing.
Great.
I'll
thanks,
second
Jim.
That.
Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. So, board, now we're in a public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 2026 budget. So I will let Brendan go through that budget for us.
All right. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes, sir. Can you enlarge it just a little bit? Perfect.
All right. Thanks. At the last meeting, we did present the tentative budget to you all and walked through that in detail. Nothing has changed since that meeting. At that meeting, it was approved. And so at this meeting, it's the same budget that was presented the last time. So with that being the backdrop, I'm going to go through this very quickly, super high level. If there's anything on the page that jumps out at you and you have any questions, please stop me. But otherwise, I'll keep it very high level. So right-hand side, we have our tentative 2026 budget, looking to have that become the final budget at this meeting. What we see here is some expenditures related to potential carry forward of bond funds to be spent in 2026 to reimburse the developer or to pay constructors and some interest, but a total expenditures appropriation of $27,983,286. Moving up to our debt service fund, we do have a bond interest payment in 2026. And so the expenditure related to that, total expenditures $3,992,225 here at the bottom, that is related to that bond expenditure. And that is the expense activity anticipated in 2026. And then moving to the general fund, here are the general operations of the district. Total expenditures included $51,000 as placeholder budgets for the various administrative costs for the district for 2026. Any questions that you might have or anything that's come up since our last meeting that might add to comments or questions?
I don't have any questions.
No,
nothing for me.
All right. We'll keep it short and sweet.
All right, board. What I need then would be a motion to come out of the closed session since there are no public comment.
I'll make a motion to close the open session.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, back to the agenda. So next up, board meeting minutes from our November 4th meeting. You guys had a chance to review those. Do they look accurate?
Yeah, I reviewed before the meeting. They're accurate.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Shane?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the, what were they, November
4th.
November 4th board meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. I just put up the budget resolution again, just talks about we had the tentative budget. It was approved. We've had a public hearing. So we're going to adopt the 26 budget as Brendan outlined, and our tax rate will be zero. So in Utah, they make us adopt budgets through a resolution. So really simple. You'll see this same resolution every year. So,
Right. I make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-09.
I'll
Thanks,
second that.
Shane. Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up, annual meeting schedules. So, does this time frame work? What is it? First Tuesday of the month for the 5 months that we have our meetings? They seem to work. So,
Yeah, I think it works fine. No reason to change it.
okay. So, could I get a motion to keep our same schedule for the 26th annual meeting schedule?
I'll make a motion to adopt the same schedule we used in 2025 for our 2026 annual meetings.
I'll
Perfect.
second that.
Shane, thanks. Jeff, all those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So Brendan and I have talked about we need to get an audit done for 25.
Yep.
So there are a few firms that we have used historically. So we'll reach out to them. We haven't got any numbers back. So we'll reach out, get those numbers. It's going to be right around 9,000, give or take, is what the budget or what the audit's going to be for the 25 budget. Once we get those, we will send everything out to you guys, let you know. We'll give our recommendation. He and I have talked. We'll talk again once we get them. We'll give you our recommendation. And then if you guys are comfortable with that, we'll have John sign as the chair. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay,
How
perfect.
much how much work will the audit require from our staff?
Brendan, you probably have a better handle on that than I do.
Yeah, typically the district accountant, so myself and Derek, will have 99% of the documentation already in hand that's needed for the audit.
Right.
Largely, what you will need they will need from you is some audit questionnaires that they'll ask, generally about governance questions, things like, are you aware of any fraud that's happened or any liabilities or lawsuits or things? And there's some general audit questions that they'll ask you. But beyond that, unless there's some questions that arise because of the nature of the developer and the district through their audit, there might be some additional questions that they have related to that relationship, but not, there shouldn't be too much. We'll take the heavy lift on this. And then obviously, Michael will take a chunk, and then Matt Entz will also have to complete a legal letter that's required as part of the audit. So there's some pieces there, but you guys get off easy, I guess, is what I'm trying
Okay.
to
Okay.
say.
Thanks.
Well, Candace does such a good job when she does her requisitions and everything that all I can't imagine the invoices won't be there for what they're asking for or looking for. So, yeah, with Candace, I don't think you guys will have hardly any issues, if at all.
Okay,
So,
sounds good.
okay. So Tyler and Matt just sent emails. I don't know if you guys saw them right before the meeting.
It didn't have a chance to read them.
So what Tyler sent was the creation docs basically for IFD2. So all of those will be there. Matt sent one also dealing with the withdrawal of the property we need to get taken care of. So his second email, look at it, make sure it's the correct property that we have listed to withdraw. And
Okay.
then we just need to get the signature from that property owner
No
so that we
problem.
can get that. And then we will need a plat map that shows just the land we're withdrawing. So those are the things that we'll need to get that one taken care of.
All
So,
right, I'll take care of that.
okay. last thing that I've got for you guys is we have to every year go through what's called the open and public meetings training. So state auditor requires us to do it every year. So we'll do it during this December meeting every year for the next year. So this covers 26,
Great.
us going through it now. So only take me a minute. All right. So in Utah, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. So the act requires us to conduct all of our business in a public setting that's open to the public so that they can participate. So we have to provide for public comment time. Typically, that's going to be 3 minutes, but John has the ability as the chair, or if John's not there, Shane, you as the vice chair can to set that time limit. Again, typically it's 3 minutes. All the boards and councils I've sat on, it's been three, with the exception of the Inland Port, which we only gave them 2 minutes just because of the volume of people. But so typically it's 3 minutes. Obviously, we have to have a quorum to conduct any business. So two of the three of you have to be at a given meeting so that we can conduct the business. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. The reason we publish the schedule is so that people can go online. They can sign up for email alerts. So anytime we post anything regarding the district, they would get the alert, so they would know if there's meetings, any notices, anything else that they would want to participate in or know about. The notices have to have the date, the time, and the place listed, and then the agenda items need to have reasonable specificity. That means take today's agenda. We have the budget resolution. We couldn't just put a resolution of the board. We have to list what the resolution would be. So that kind of specificity. We also have to list the Zoom link since we do our meetings electronically. We do have an electronics meetings policy that allows us to do the meetings electronically. The one thing with that is we have to have some representative at the anchor location. That way, if the public needs to call in, they could call in there to participate, or they could call directly in on the Zoom link. For our meetings, we have to give a 24-hour notice period. When we have public hearings like we do today for the budget, that requires a 7-day notice period. All the meetings are recorded and we have to keep minutes. We have 3 days after the meeting to post the recordings. And then 3 days once the minutes are approved, we have to post those in 3 days. And the written minutes are considered to be the official minutes of the district. There could be a potential we could go into a closed session. Really rare that that would happen. I want to say in the 3 years we've done it, we've gone into closed session twice. And that was for possible litigation. But the reasons we could go into a closed would be for strategy sessions. And by the way, two-thirds of the board has to approve going into a closed meeting at that meeting. So the strategy sessions could be collective bargaining, pending or imminent litigation, if we're going to purchase any property, have any appraisals done, if we're going to buy any water rights, things like that. We could go into close to strategize about any of those things. We could also close for security purposes if we're going to talk about personnel, devices, or systems for security. If there's any alleged criminal misconduct or any allegations to that effect, we could go into a closed session to have the investigation, talk about those things. If there was anything that we did through, say, the procurement policy that would give out any commercial information, any strategies that way dealing with the development company, we could close through that. In the closed meetings, we're not allowed to interview people for any elected positions or filling terms or vacancies, anything like that. We cannot approve any ordinances, resolutions, rules, changes, anything inside of a closed. Closed meetings are, we are recorded and we do have minutes. Those, though, are closed. And the only way somebody could gain access to those is through a court order. They'd have to go to a judge and argue that what we did was unlawful or that they needed access to it. I've never seen a judge open a closed session either. So, all right, that's your yearly training. Any questions?
I do not have any.
Okay.
Nope.
Nothing for me.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys have anything else from us we need to work on?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Think we're in good shape.
Perfect. Well, last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll
Thanks, Jeff.
second.
Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All
Aye.
right. Okay, good to see you guys.